So we're going to talk about Memorial Day today, and we're going to be in Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. How many of you have ever prayed for a military person serving overseas? Then you definitely understand the power of prayer. Philippians 1, 19 through 20. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be ashamed at all, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The simple summarization is that you understand the power of prayer if you've ever prayed for someone that is serving overseas. Furthermore, if you've spent time around that person, if you've served with them, you understand the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I think Paul in this text also refers to that question that is always answered, that Christ will be honored in my body, whether it's by life or by death. Today we honor and remember those who have sacrificed so much, no matter the consequences. Those who are willing to go and do the things that we could not. And one of the unique things about this verse is that simply when it was written, the culture had transformed religious experience. The culture had tried to take everything about faith out of it. They tried to do away with Christ. They didn't like churches. They didn't like Jesus. They didn't want anything to do with God. Sound familiar? Think about all of the court cases that we've seen recently, from court cases about "In God We Trust" to statues and monuments being torn down and all of these things happening in our world. The simple removal of symbols of faith, and especially Christian symbols of faith, that happens today. And what we've truly done is we've divided ourselves out between them and us. And we label it differently. We say, for them, it's all about things. It's all about stuff. It's all about hatred. It's all about fear. It's all about all of the things that they're afraid of. And then for us, it's about freedom. It's about freedom and freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom for us to be free from money and stuff and things and that fear and that hatred. Maybe you're here today and you've had someone in your life that has sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice for you. For the simple sake of freedom, they gave everything they had. So today I want you to know that there's two memorials that no one can ever take away from you. Regardless of what this culture says about stripping all of those things away from us, there are two things that they can never take from you. First of all, they can never take your memories. They can never take the things that that loved one has done for you, your friends, your family. No one can take away all of the things that have been done to protect our freedom. Yes, even the freedom of those who protest, those who hate, those who destroy, and those who occupy. That's why they gave their life. For that opportunity, for them to have that. They can never take away the memories of your loved ones. They might even tear down all of the monuments, but they can never take away the love and the appreciation that you hold within. They can never take away all of those things that you hold dear. They might challenge you on every angle and every aspect of that sacrifice that your loved one has made, but they can never take away the thoughts that you have of your loved one, ensuring our freedoms. Secondly, they can never take away the lasting memorial that we just celebrated, communion, the Lord's Supper. They can never take away that memorial of Jesus Christ. I remember, how many of you went to the Army? Any of you serving the Army? A couple of you? I went to Fort Benning, Georgia, United States Army. I was a 17, almost 18-year-old brat. I was spoiled, rotten to the core. I was an only child. I had everything I ever needed or wanted in life. All I knew is I had to call my mama, and my mama would take care of everything. Until I got to boot camp. My mama couldn't come to boot camp. I sure wish she had. She would have saw them picking on me, she would have taken care of it. But I simply remember that in that moment, I didn't really have much of a faith. I didn't need anything to do with church. You know, we were religious in a sense. We believed in God. But, you know, my theory of going to church as a kid was very simple. I went to the church that the girl I liked went to, or they had the best activity on any given Sunday. That was pretty much it. I went to church for those reasons. I didn't want anything to do with organized religion. But when you get to military and the basic training, that's one of the places that the drill sergeants can't go. They cannot go into the chapel and follow you in. So Sunday morning experience became something very fresh for me. It became an opportunity for me to get away from all of that berating that happened outside those walls. It was fun. It was a great time sitting next to your friends and your buddies, remembering all of the things and the stories that drew you together. It was the one place my drill sergeant could not follow me. But what's interesting in that moment is I discovered a loving God who understands our lives, who loved us beyond measure and wanted only to bring about good things in our life. Many soldiers in that moment have found God. Many people going into the military have found God while in the military. You see, our nation's finest gave of themselves beyond measure. And today, I say thank you. Today, we collectively remember that sacrifice with honor and dignity, and we say thank you. We simply say thank you. And I remember what they stood for, what they worked for. And that became a lasting memorial, simply called American freedom. That's who we serve, a risen Savior today. I don't know if you've ever heard, maybe you've heard the phrase American exceptionalism. Ever hear that phrase? Yeah, for a long time, it was kind of the standard that we grew up in this. America was an exceptional place, and then all of a sudden culture changed, and American exceptionalism is un-American. I don't know where the transition took place, but some in our society consider that phrase arrogant, stubborn, and thinking that we're better than other cultures. Some people even believe that America should apologize to other nations. Okay. I'm not so sure about that. But I do know that these heroes that have gone on before us make America exceptional. Exceptionalism means simply to be unique. America is unique because of these people that we honor today. Their sacrifices on behalf of someone else makes this country and themselves worthy of honor and respect. See, these people that we're referring to, they are precious gems to the very foundation of this nation. I think we need more of that character today in our world. I think we need more of that commitment today. I think we need more of that type of passion for this nation. That's how I see it. Jesus Christ also is the memorial to exceptionalism. What makes his sacrifice unique is that he died for all to live peaceful lives. And that's a memorial that no one could ever take from you. I get it. I've heard it said over and over and over again, and one of the most frustrating phrases for me is that, well, this world changed, or this nation changed when they took God out of schools. This world changed when you couldn't pray in schools anymore. Really? I think we can still pray in school. Still possible. Still there. I don't really think they took it out of schools. I think we just allowed it to walk out the front door. There's a difference. See, what makes Christ unique is that he died for all of us to live in peace. You might be able to take God out of the country by taking his name off the dollar bill. You might be able to do all of those things, but here's one thing I can tell you that you will never be able to do. You can never take Jesus out of your heart. You might be able to remove him from all of the signs and all of the stuff that we see in our culture. You might be able to tear down all of the monuments, all of the things, but you can never remove the lasting memorial of that cross and Jesus Christ himself being nailed to that cross for my sins, your sins, the sins of a world. You can never take that image out of your mind and out of your heart. See, that's the Jesus that we serve. I think what the world is trying to do today is trying to cheapen all of the things that we hold dear. That's what they're trying to do. They might try and take memorial. They might try and take your God off of certain things. But here's what I'm going to tell you. They will never take your freedom. They will never take your freedom in Jesus Christ. You see, outside of Fort Benning, Georgia, there's at the infantry station, at the entrance, there's a statue of a soldier, and the plaque reads this, "Follow me." That became the infantry motto in 1959, and it still remains so today. And I'm going to wrap this up really quickly because I'm going to tell you the straight and honest truth. The people you are here to pay honor and respect, ask that you follow their example and let no one trample on your freedom, and let no one take your memorial, and let no one take your God away. That's who we are at Central Park. That's who we remember today. The sacrifices of those that have gone on before us and the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It gives us life eternal. So, I simply ask you this. What has the world convinced you to believe today? What is the world trying to sell you? And what is the culture, just like Philippians, and the way that it was changing and being transformed every day to a non-religious thing, to a non-faith, to just something other than what God intended it to be? Is that who we've become in our culture? Or is that just who they expect us to be? See, the people that we're here to honor today demand more of us than that. So, what flag and what torch are you willing to pick up and carry for the sake of Christ? What banner do you follow? And where are we going? Because Jesus is standing there saying, follow me. Follow me. We have a job to do. There are people outside these walls, and I would venture to guess some inside these walls, that are hurting every day, struggling with all kinds of things happening in their life and in their world. And what they're asking for is people committed to God that are willing to stand shoulder to shoulder and walk through those obstacles together. One of the most difficult things in my life here recently, and I'll tell you this story and we'll close, is a memorial on the side of State Road 63. I work in Vermilion County, Indiana, and I drive State Road 63 all the time. And every day I pass by this little bitty memorial, and it sends me right back to that moment that they lost their lives at that intersection. I remember it so plainly and so clearly and so vividly. That little memorial sitting on the side of the roadway can change somebody forever. I pass it two or three times a night sometimes, and I see it sitting there, and I'm reminded of that memorial. I'm reminded of the sacrifices that were made that night and the loss that was so great. And then also I'm reminded of other stories like something that happened last night. And so you have to take those moments and mix them in with these other moments of opportunity to help people and just be there for people. There's some people stranded on the side of the roadway. I didn't know them from Adam. I didn't know them at all. And it just became my goal to be there for them. See, there's so much work for us to do that is beyond the four walls of doctrinal differences and church issues. There are so many things for us to be doing other than that stuff. And if we're getting so bogged down and complaining and whining and griping about all of the stuff and not actually caring about people, what are we doing? What memorial are we building as a church? As a people of faith, what are we focused on? And I stand here today to tell you that we are focused on this one thing. One person at one time coming to know the one true God. That's Central Park's focus. If that's not your focus, we need to have a conversation. See, we are focused on the very memorial of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and resurrection. We're focused on sharing that message to the world, picking people up and hugging them in some of the most difficult moments of their life, caring for one another, and leading people to the ultimate memorial called Jesus Christ. Because that's where there's power. That's where they find grace. That's where they find true freedom. That's where they find Jesus, faithful. That's what we seek to do. God bless you. May you have a wonderful Memorial Day as we celebrate this weekend. Never let them take your freedom, and never let them take your Lord. Father God, we gather today just simply to say thank you. Thank you to those that have served and laid down the ultimate sacrifice of their life. We are very aware, Father, that we live in a critical time where the world seems to be trying to strip everything religious away from it. Everything that was founded at the very core and foundation of this nation, trying to take it away. But I think in this moment, what we're truly learning is that God can never be taken away from our hearts. That God can never be removed from that as long as we follow Jesus Christ. So today, Father, we rededicate our lives to serving you, to following you, to worshiping you. Put us in the path of people who need to know about Jesus Christ. Put us in the path of people who need to experience your love in a very real and meaningful and powerful way. Put us in the path of those who are struggling for answers, and allow us to give you as that answer. Allow us that moment to share the love and the power and the mercy of Jesus Christ. For he and he alone is American exceptionalism. For he and he alone is the world's answer to peace and comfort and strength for the journey. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing. We're going to sing a song that's called I Will Serve Thee. Maybe. Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have a decision to make, won't you come?